On here? Yep. I want to just pray before I preach from God's word this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask Almighty God that you, Lord God, would move powerfully among us this evening. Lord, that you would lift the name of your beloved Son on high in this place tonight as we seek, Lord, to do so in our praise and in our worship. But Lord, also through your living and active word, we pray that you would speak to us all this evening, speak to those who will listen to the podcast, those who are tuned in on Facebook. We ask, Lord, that the blessing of Almighty God would rest upon them also, that your Holy Spirit would be moving, Lord, here tonight and in the lives of others tuned in, Lord God, touching their lives with your power, Lord God, bringing them to faith in Jesus, restoring backsliders to yourself, causing the lost to be saved, Lord God, but building up the people of God as well. Lord, may your word do its work in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been holding a series called Know Jesus, K-N-O-W, or Know Jesus, N-O. Know Jesus or no Jesus, what's your excuse? And over the past 12 weeks, we have been stripping away with the Word of God, as opposed like a hammer, smashing down the strongholds in people's minds, the excuses that people make for not becoming a Christian. Now, don't get me wrong here. We know there's not a person on planet Earth can become a Christian by their own choice. It has to be the Spirit of God who moves. But no doubt, anybody who does door-to-door evangelism or goes out to talk to people about Jesus, you will find out that people make excuses for not becoming a Christian. And we have been seeking to smash these down with the Word of God. Not the opinion of Taddy Gordon or the opinion of Keith Mooney, but with the Word of God. And so next week is the last in this series. And Keith will be looking at, again, our final excuse. But so far, with the Word of God, we have come against, we've countered the following excuses. And think about this tonight as I tell you the ones we've covered so far. Think if you're some, if you're in among these, or if it's one of yours, or maybe a few that you use. Here's what we've covered, and you can go on to our website, and you can listen to the podcast. You can go on to Facebook through Cyril and Shiloh. You can watch the live videos as we have come against these excuses one at a time. So we've looked at, I don't believe in God. I don't think I'm a bad person. I'm too bad to be forgiven. I have my own beliefs. No, I have too much to lose. My life is too busy. Christians put me off. They're judgmental hypocrites. I can't believe in a God who allows so much suffering. There's so many religions out there. How do you know that you're right? I'm not ready to be a Christian. I'm too young or I'm too old. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in heaven. Each of these excuses have been proved by God's word to be a poor excuse for rejecting God's offer of salvation through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a poor excuse. If you are using one of these excuses, in the eyes of Almighty God, it is a poor excuse. And his word has demolished those excuses, those strong arguments that people put in their mind. If one of these or more is or has been your excuse for refusing to be a Christian, then you are on very thin ice as far as God is concerned. If you know tonight, if you know that you're making excuses for not becoming a Christian, then you need to understand what God's word says. And let me make it perfectly clear, because I've only picked two verses tonight, but there's hundreds that I could have picked. But I want to be clear about what God is saying to you tonight. If your excuse is one of these or any other, it's an excuse for not becoming a Christian. Listen to what God says. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, he says this: "My spirit will not always strive with man." Now that's a generic term. My spirit will not always strive with people. Now what God is saying there is, when the Spirit of God is moving upon people to point them to Jesus, and they keep rejecting and keep rejecting and keep rejecting, that God says, my Spirit will not always strive with man. In the Old Testament of the Bible, you can read about a man called Job. And he said these words, and I've read them many, many times at gravesides. Job 14, verse 1. Man born of woman has but a few days to live, and they are full of trouble. Man born of woman has but a few days to live, but they are full of trouble. Let me tell you something tonight. I don't care if you live to be 120. In the grand scheme of things, as far as eternity is concerned, it's but a few days. Man born of woman has but a few days to live, and they are full of trouble. We've only a short time to live. A short time to respond to God graciously calling us to repent and be saved. God's Spirit will not strive forever with us. Is this saying that God may give up on us? That he might stop giving us opportunities to be saved? Well, that's a matter for God. But what I can say with absolute certainty tonight is this. God may permit you. God may permit you to allow your heart to become calloused and cold and hardened against the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, against the good news of Jesus by which people can be saved. God may permit you to become calloused, deaf to the gospel. And if that happened, you will never be saved. God may permit you to reject him and his offer of salvation to the point where you will never be saved. I mentioned this morning in my sermon that someone said, life is simply an opportunity to experience things, whereas death is the end of that opportunity. Life is simply an opportunity to experience things, whereas death is the end of that opportunity. If tonight God is giving you an opportunity to repent, to turn around from living your life your way, to turn away from your sinful and wicked ways and to be saved, should you not take it? If God is giving you an opportunity tonight to experience his life, to experience his love, to experience the fullness of his salvation through Jesus Christ, his Son, should you not take it? Death ends a person's opportunity to be saved. And if you're not saved before then, it's too late, and we have but a short time to live. And God says, my Spirit will not always strive with man. Tonight, we have the joy of witnessing three men who have taken the hold of God's promises and taken hold of the God-given opportunity to repent and be saved. Because of Jesus, and let's not pretend there's nobody else involved here, because of Jesus and Jesus alone, through faith in him, Nigel, Paul, and Mark are already experiencing the life, the love, and the salvation of God in their lives. Proof of that. Proof that God is at work in their lives and that they have given their lives back to God is the fact that they have the desire to be baptized, to obey the Lord Jesus Christ and the example that he set. And so this evening, as they go into the waters of baptism, they will be asked questions. two questions. Do you confess Jesus Christ is Lord? And do you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead? Their confession that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him again from the dead is more than just words. Please hear this evening. Their confession that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him again from the dead is more than just words. They have realized these things to be true. And that realization has caused them to act, to want to be baptized. Saying that you believe in Jesus isn't enough. Saying that you believe Jesus is alive from the dead will not suffice. It must be followed up by actions. Because faith without works is dead. Plenty of people out there will tell you they believe in God, but there's no realization to that belief. They don't act out on that belief. Mark, Paul, and Nigel are publicly declaring that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. They've taken hold of the opportunity to repent and be saved. They've stopped making excuses for not becoming a Christian, and they've submitted themselves to God. They're not perfect. They're not without sin, but they've yielded their lives to God, and God has promised that he will keep them by his power. As a result, they have repented of their sin. They have turned around. They've told God that they're sinners, and they've turned around from that, and they're seeking God's help to live the Christian life. As a result of that, they have been born again of the Spirit of the living God. They have received forgiveness for all of their sin. They have been brought into a right relationship with Almighty God. And they have, not something that they look forward to, they have right now everlasting life. All because of Jesus. And we at Shiloh thank God for the wonderful salvation that Mark, Paul, and Nigel have because of Jesus, and all the glory goes to Jesus. Because Jesus came and died in our place to pay the price for our sin, there is forgiveness with God for whosoever will believe. And that includes you tonight. But your belief must go beyond mere words. It must be realized and acted upon. Remember, we only have a short time to live, and God's Spirit will not always strive with people. Will you take the opportunity tonight? Will you take the opportunity that God gives you tonight to be saved? Will you repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Or will you keep making excuses to the detriment of your soul? My spirit will not always strive with man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight. We know that you are a merciful God. We know that there is forgiveness with you for whosoever will believe. And we pray that the Spirit of God would bring this truth home into people's hearts and minds tonight, because we have only a short time to live. We can't afford, Lord God, to keep putting off the opportunities that present that we might be saved. Lord, in Jesus' name, may the Spirit of God bring this message, Lord God, deep into people's hearts and minds and souls tonight. Lord, may people stop making excuses. And may people come to you humbly through faith in your beloved Son Jesus, that they might be saved, that they might enter into the fullness of your salvation. through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.